It's time once again for the Crack Man Podcast, hosted by A1 Foundation Crack Repair. I'm Darren Kincaid. I'm here with the crack daddy himself, Adam Tracy. Adam has 15 years of experience in the construction industry and as a civil engineer is A1 Foundation's resident engineer on staff, solving a plethora of unique foundation problems every day. This podcast provides expert basement waterproofing, concrete repair, and preventative maintenance tips for homeowners and businesses. A1 Foundation's valuable insight will help avert the disaster of a flooded basement, health problems due to water infiltration, and protect your biggest investment, your home. The topic of today's podcast, my lally column split down the middle. Is this something to worry about? So Adam, you sent me a picture of a lally column that doesn't look so hot. What's going on there?
Yeah, the answer to your question is yes, you should be concerned about this. You know, for those who aren't intimately familiar with their lally columns, they're concrete-filled steel columns that are placed typically under the main beams of homes that are usually embedded into the concrete that hold up the weight of the house through the middle of the house. The foundation holds the outside weight of the house and the roof load, and all the middle weight of the house is basically landing on top of these columns. So they're critical structural elements to a house, and integrity is vital to the safety of everybody in the house and of everything structurally in the home. So we do see from time to time customers sending us lally column photos or when we're on site looking at jobs, seeing columns that have either rust stains, sometimes they'll have a little pockmark rusting there, and occasionally we'll actually see them split wide open. And to be fair, it's an immediate concern that you should deal with right away. The split in the column is usually caused by water. And you're thinking, well, why is a column that is 7 to 8 feet tall splitting 3 to 4 feet off the ground? My basement doesn't flood 4 feet of water. I don't get water in my basement at all. Why is it possible that this is splitting because of water? Well, the reason why is how they're actually installed. So when you think about how the house is constructed, there's usually three pours of concrete. There's the footing, then there's the wall, and then there's the floor. So there's three separate pours that all happen at different stages. The lally column gets placed on the footing, and typically that's installed somewhere during framing construction timeline when they have temporary supports and they install the lally columns, which would be before they pour the floor. So what happens is that you have concrete column embedded into the concrete floor that's attached to the footing down below. Pretty standard construction. You'll see it everywhere all over the U.S. So why is that an issue? Well, if you have water under the floor, which you won't see, you might have a high water table, but it doesn't have enough water pressure to work its way through the floor, it actually can get wicked up by the concrete. Concrete's very porous. So what happens is that the water or the concrete in the lally column acts like a straw, and it actually will draw water up through internally to the lally column, and you'll have wet concrete against bare steel on the inside portion of the lally column. Well, everyone knows that water and steel cause rust, and because you have water pressures now inside of the lally column, those water pressures can get pretty high, and when you have rusting, it will actually split open a lally column. So it does happen. And it's not a reason that the house is putting excess pressure. They didn't design it properly. It was done improperly. It's usually just the way the construction style makes it occur. So with water being drawn up through capillary action, getting the concrete wet on the inside, causing rusting internally to the lally column, and the excessive pressures build up and split it open. So these should be replaced. The immediate need is to have these things evaluated and typically either replaced or supplemented with another column. If there is a footing there, sometimes you can put a column right next to it. If there's no footing, sometimes they're just buried on a pile of gravel, you need to actually do a new footing and put it on there. When we install new columns, typically we're using a vapor barrier to prevent water from getting up. And we're also putting the footing level to the floor so that the column actually rests level on the floor and is not embedded into the concrete. So any excess moisture isn't actually transferring up and through the lally column. So it can be prevented with new installs, but the existing installs are something you certainly need to take a look at. So if you see any blister, so small cracks in the steel, it's something to be immediately concerned about and get somebody there to evaluate it.
Thanks, Adam, for sharing this picture of a busted lally column and explaining why it's so important to address it with a professional. If you have a basement water problem and think you need a professional, or if you'd like more information on foundation crack repair and basement waterproofing topics, please visit a1foundationcrackrepair.com or call Adam at 866-929-3171. Or you can email Adam at info@a1foundationcrackrepair.com. Thanks for listening and keep that basement dry.